10 past three, to combat and prepare our children for the internet and cyber bullies, should we introduce a digital licence? Well, leading Australian child psychologist Michael Carr-Gregg has proposed the digital licence and he's taken it all the way to the top with a letter to the Prime Minister. He joins me on Perth Live. Michael Carr-Gregg, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Why do you propose that children need a digital licence?
The Office of Bee Safety in May last year found that 24% of 8 to 12-year-olds were bullied, harassed online, and one in five of these children were contacted by complete strangers. That would suggest to me that the existing cyber safety, which is offered, the education that's offered in school, is not adequate, and we need more. I think what happens is many parents outsource responsibility for this to schools, and this proposal is very simple. No West Australian child should be able to go to school with any internet-connected device unless and until they've sat this digital licence, which basically gives them the skills and the knowledge and the strategies to keep themselves safe.
All right, so this would be a test, in other words. Michael, how would it work?
Well, it exists. Google and the Alana and Madeline Foundation have already created it. Any of your listeners who want to do this can do so by simply Googling the word digital license and it'll come up as the first item. And it's got eight components. It looks at things like gaming, social media, keeping yourself safe online from predators, how to make friends and make sure that they're real. So it's really important that these skills are known by kids. I think it's as important as learning to swim and cross the road.
It's something that certainly worries parents, doesn't it, in particular, because really the internet is endless. It's unknown. What are my children doing on the internet? You can't monitor them 24/7.
It's very difficult. And 1 year ago, we were all talking about Dolly Everett. And it's so interesting how our memories fade. And what I'm saying is Dolly can't have died in vain. We need to have a legacy from her death. And this would seem to me to be a sensible idea. So what I've asked the Prime Minister to do is actually do the digital licence with his two daughters. And I'm hoping that he will do that, or Bill or Chloe, they can do it with theirs. But to show some kind of leadership for the rest of the parents in Australia and really take this seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. It reminds us probably of the pen licence, something a little similar that many of us will remember going through primary school when you graduated from a pencil to a pen. And as you say, is this as important as learning to cross the road or swimming lessons? Well, absolutely it is. And it's just the unknown, as I say, Michael, particularly for parents who might be a little illiterate when it comes to the internet and activity on the internet.
Well, that's right. Many of us, I think, will be the last generation that actually grew up without the internet, so we're not supposed to be experts on it. But this, of course, will educate us as well as our children, and I think that's the really great thing about the concept.
Michael Carr-Gregg, thank you so much.
Pleasure, Oliver. Thank you.
He is the leading Australian child psychologist, Michael Carr-Gregg, and he's making a lot of sense. Do you believe that online safety skills that children and teenagers need to be taught are as important as swimming lessons or as important as crossing the road? 922 11 882. Dr. Carr-Gregg there suggesting it is taught in grade 3 initially and then again when entering secondary school. Is it worth considering? Should we introduce a digital licence test for school-age kids?